Hey, everybody. This week on The Bottom Line, we watch a boat blow up. Apparently, you need to wash your money. And I dig in deeper on this whole B1, B2 working in the U.S. thing.
And this is The Bottom Line.
Take 732.
Quiet on the set.
Sorry, there's good. Lunch.
We hey, everybody, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And that's The Bottom Line. Welcome.
Welcome back.
This is The Bottom Line.
This is.
Listen, let me tell you guys.
I'm trying so hard to get the right information out to you guys. I'm up to like midnight every night.
At least.
All right, checking facts. That's why I'm talking really fast, because I've had like 15 cups of coffee. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What do we got? Go.
We have our sponsors.
Sponsors are
Marine Data Solutions, Saltier X-Crew Apparel, and Savvy Maritime Yachting Academy.
Marine Data Solutions. I do have 99 problems on board.
And the internet's not one of them.
But microphones are not one of them. Woo-hoo. They bought us all new mics. Look. It's like really pro. You guys should see it in the background. It's like a real production team. Oh my God, you guys can hear us now. I'm so happy.
Yes.
All right. And Salty Rice Crew Apparel, what do they do?
They keep us looking fly and customize gear for our boats.
They keep her looking fly. Mm-hmm. Me, not so much. By the way, they're coming up with some free stuff coming up, like mm-hmm. yoga classes and
Mixology.
Drinking classes and stuff like that. We're going to keep you posted. Check that out. And the other one?
Savvy Maritime Yachting.
How could I forget about Savvy? Savvy Maritime. These guys are super savvy. You walk mm-hmm. in as a regular guy and you walk out as?
A deckhand.
8-week course. They're willing mm-hmm. to finance. Please call them and check it out. Mm-hmm. This is the fastest track ever. To get into yachting.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. You
Check
have that
out.
Certificate. You're done. Okay. Georgia, give me yacht industry news. Ba-boom. Working. What do we got?
Well, Hargrave is expanding its horizons with a new generation of yachting.
I find that amazing because they're doing so many amazing mm-hmm. things at Hargrave. Mm-hmm. I'm a little biased. Go ahead. What are they
Not
doing?
Not at all. They're teaming up with Patrizio Ficheras of Ficheras Design.
Patrizio Ficheras? Actually, he's FD Yacht Design mm-hmm. down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And take a look at this boat. This boat is pretty cool. Boom. All right. Hargrave's trying to get ahead of everybody else and make this sexy, sexy boat before everybody copies them.
Mm-hmm.
This guy down in Miami,
mm-hmm.
take a look at this boat that he built or designed. That's pretty radical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe Hargrave's will look like that one day. Anyway,
cool.
You can get it in 4, 5, 6 cabins. You can get it with or without fries. You can also get it with a hat or a scarf. Okay, go ahead. Yep. Next.
Great White, one of my favorite topics.
Oh,
Great White
Guys,
sharks.
Look at this video. All right. Now, a couple of teenagers
with the dead
off of the Treasure Coast, which is Lake Stewart, went snorkeling or diving, and they found a great white. Okay, great news. Oh, they're so happy. Look at them being so happy.
Look.
Then they went down the next day. Mm. And guess what they found out? What did they find?
Great white.
Another great white. Okay. Kind of tells me that it's probably these two great whites were getting it on. Bow wow, chicka wow wow. And you're disturbing them. But make matters worse, look.
Go and touch it.
Don't touch the great
you
white.
You touched it.
Oh, my God. This is not good. All right.
No. Don't
okay.
do that.
That's look, just, gang.
What are you thinking?
Okay. I get it. It's cool. They're teenagers. But you don't go around grabbing great white sharks in the middle of the ocean.
No.
All right? When you're when you're a couple of miles offshore.
And
they could very easily go, what are you doing? And bite you and go, oh, I don't like you. You're not a seal. And then go on the way. But then you're missing stuff. It's just not smart.
Out.
I'm glad the kids are okay.
No.
Absolutely glad they're okay. But please don't go around grabbing sharks. That's not a good idea.
No,
okay, next.
Don't. Well, the U.S. has taken their first yacht.
Oh, my God. The U.S. has commissioned a new yacht to build for the President of the United States.
Not
no, I'm not.
Quite.
None of that. No. Actually, they just repossessed one. The U.S. Treasury Department and the Department of Justice, in conjunction with the Spanish government, took the yacht
Tango.
And here's a video. Okay, they didn't.
Wait for you to finish your sentence.
They did not raid the boat. I mean, mm-hmm. I picture the guys coming up with M16s going down on the ground. No, they just
like
walked
the
up. They just walked on the ground, went up to on the deck, walked up to the bridge, and go, give me the keys. Okay.
Anticlimatic.
So the yacht Tango is the mm-hmm. first one the United States has gotten involved with. I'm not too fond of this, but apparently. They said it's for money laundering. Apparently, the guy who owns it is on the sanctions list, and he would send all kinds of money to the United States, the U.S. banks. Then the U.S. banks would give it to the yacht management companies and then mm-hmm. send it to the yacht, and they call that money laundering. Well, I guess it is money laundering if the Russian guy comes on the boat in St. Martin and goes, Captain, give me $100,000 cash. I want to buy my nice young girlfriend a Rolex. Okay, that could be money laundering. I don't know.
Good.
Anyway... you know, we're not going to report on every yacht that gets seized because obviously they are. I can tell you guys that some people aren't happy about it. But look at it this way. Russia is, for all practical purposes, at war. And if you're a Russian citizen, your country's at war. So you got to expect this kind of thing. I mean, in World War II, you couldn't take your yacht into the Mediterranean, you know, before the United States got involved. I mean, the Lusitania got blown up, and they weren't even in the war. I mean, it's everybody for themselves. It's war. It's war, dude. Okay, next.
We have the fam problem on social media again.
Fam problem on social media. Okay. All right, look. I'm not having a good time on social media the past couple of weeks. People are jumping on me. Look, I'm not asking you guys to listen to what I have to say. All right, all I'm doing is presenting the facts.
Okay, everybody, I'm going to jump in here because I want to be factual. I got flamed on social media, as you know, Fault Lauderdale yacht crew. Question was, can foreign crew work on a U.S. flag yacht? And there are some people that are so adamant and jumping all over me about it, like, yes, you can, and they list all this stuff out. I called Customs and Border Protection, okay? And they laughed at the situation. They said, no, Doug, you can't do that. If somebody does that, they're going to get arrested. Okay, we didn't stop there. The producer, Georgia, she's behind the scenes. She actually called the big people at Customs and Border Protection. She talked to a Rhonda Lawson. Rhonda is going to actually, might even be on a Zoom call with us. She's going to write a letter or at least an email explaining how this is not good. All right? Why is everybody jumping all over me? It's because in the FAM manual, FAM stands for Foreign Affairs Manual, okay? This is the manual that people behind an office in an embassy are given to determine if somebody needs and is granted a visa for U.S., okay? They jumped out. This is not a CFR, by the way. This is just a manual, all right? First page says this is guidance. None of this is real, all right? Everybody jumps down to this. I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. George is going to show you where it says yacht crew. It says yacht crew can come in the United States and work on any boat regardless of the flag. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I said absolutely positively not. I got it wrong a little bit, tiny, tiny little bit. All right. Part that I got wrong is these guys had said, no, actually they can. Foreign crew can come to the United States and jump on a U.S. flag boat for the purposes of leaving the country. Here's some examples. Example one, you have an Italian boatyard that has to fly people over to fix an Italian boat build and take it back to Italy. That crew is more than welcome to come in the United States, grab that U.S. flag boat, and take it back to Italy. Antigua, there's 50 sailboats that need to be delivered. So you get a whole bunch of U.K. crew flying in Fort Lauderdale, say, pick up 50 U.S. flag sailboats to fly to Antigua. Also, a very logical, reasonable way to do it. That's because B1 stands for business, and this is business. All right. That does not mean that you can come in, work on a U.S. boat, just park your butt there and stay and work for a U.S. owner and get paid. Absolutely not. We've had two confirmations about it. So there's going to be more to follow on this. We're going to get you the absolute facts because I know everybody's up and down on this whole thing. There's actually all companies in Miami that are saying, yes, it's legal. I'm telling you right now, it ain't. As much as I would like it to be for you guys, I want everybody to stay safe. I don't want anybody arrested. Okay, back to the show.
All right, next.
There you go. Insurance and the LLC captain again.
We're working on it. There could be a big issue with this. Could be a game changer for a lot of people. More to follow. I just want to let you guys know that I have not forgotten. Next.
Finally, 88-meter Golden Yachts Project X is nearing completion.
Look at this boat. It's pretty cool.
It is.
Oh, my God. The owners should be so happy. They're probably picking out furniture and stuff. It was started a year ago or something?
It was started in 2007 in Santiago, Chile.
Wait, 2007 in Santiago, Chile?
2007, yes.
From Chile, where did it go?
It went to Seattle.
And then from Seattle.
And then to New Spinopolis in Greece.
Okay, it went to Delta Marine. I don't know what happened to Delta, but Delta probably said, yeah, we can't help you. Yeah. All right. This thing's been all over the world, but never in the water. Okay, so after 2007, that's 3, that's 5. 15 years, this boat probably get launched next
at the end
year.
Of this year.
Okay, so that'd be 16 years. Dude, sell the boat, okay? It's like a classic car. I got a 2007 with 0 hours on it, warranties on the engine. Jesus Christ, poor guy. Poor guy. He's got this mega yacht for 17 years and he can't even use it.
Not yet.
All right, next.
Boom.
Boom. Oh, you guys
take
ready?
Take a look at this video.
You guys ready for this? Here we go.
I'm not sure I am.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, here we go. Okay, and I don't know. There's a guy with the fuel thing. And the thing. All right. And Oh, now that guy falls in the water. So they're both
in the water.
Wait, we need one more person in the water.
There's one more coming. They've got to rescue him.
Oh, here comes the captain.
Oh, wait.
Oh, in the water.
And he's in the water again.
All right. What's this guy? What's this tell you? Okay. Tells you to turn your blower on. Summer season's coming. A lot of smaller gas boats are going to be out there. So please turn your blower on so this doesn't happen. Next.
Please don't. Please don't. Shout out to our bottom feeder.
Georgia, put the shark up. Watch out for the shark.
Another shark.
Don't pet the shark. Okay, go ahead.
Don't touch it. Samuel Jones.
Loyal watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Very quiet guy. Lots of insightful information. Thanks, Sammy, for watching. Next.
Catherine Rex.
Oh, what'd she say?
She's checking out Savvy, so thank you for watching.
She's pretty savvy.
And checking out Savvy.
Yeah, she's pretty savvy for checking out Savvy. So keep heads up, Savvy. Next.
Jay Kimmel.
What's Jay got to say?
About the daily work. And he's saying that maybe the standard should be $160 a day.
I'll go with that, Jay. I don't care.
Okay.
All right. As long as somebody else backs you up on that. Next.
Oh, well, fancy. You should say that. Eliza Linton also says $160 a day.
Oh. So I got a lot of response, actually, from that last week's episode.
Yes, you did.
Listen, the bottom line promotes this. We want this to happen. We need day workers in the industry to become yacht crew so everybody can move up the ladder. We have a shortage. We've got to get people in.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, strongly recommends that the minimum that any yacht is paying is 150. I'll do 160. If you guys say 160, let's do 160. Can we please all group together? The bottom line promotes 150, 160 minimum. All right, for day workers. All right.
Creating a standard.
Creating a standard. Or, and by the way, what we could do is if some guy said, oh, I'm going to pay 120, we can all get a bunch of fences and put it around their boat and go, no, we don't. No, no, you're not going to do that. All right. Next, moving along.
What do we got? Don't encourage that at all. Crew Corner.
Crew Corner. Wait, wait, wait for it. Go, Georgia. I love that cannon.
That, me too.
Yeah, okay. What do we got in Crew Corner?
Well, we have our sponsor.
Sponsor.
Crew Haven.
Crew Haven.
Yep. Providing guests or providing rest for the...
Boom, drop. Rested. Get rested like the guested. All right. Listen. Here's a couple of facts that you should know for Crew Haven. Where are they located?
Near LMC.
Wait, are you sure it's LMC?
Or Safe Harbor?
It's not near LMC anymore. They moved. It's now near Safe Harbor?
Safe Harbor,
no,
LMC.
Wait, I think that's the same. They just changed the name. Sure. You guys know. It's the big blue buildings with all the yachts in it.
There you go.
All right, listen. Get rested like the guests did. Don't forget, you are not required at Crew Haven to stay and watch.
Nope.
Stay in the living room watch. If bad weather comes, you don't have to tie down the cars. Okay. If there's a storm outside, put the pillow over your head.
Enjoy.
Nothing's going to happen. The building's not going to go like this. No. It's an absolute no-brainer. Check out. Please call Jamie. They've been in business since when?
1501.
And that's at crewhaven1501.com. Next.
There we go. Well, we're talking about the active boat.
Active boat?
What is an active boat?
I know what an active warhead is. I know what an active god is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How, what's an active boat? I don't know what an active boat is. Everybody's like, I don't want to get on a busy boat. I don't know.
What is a busy boat?
What's a busy boat?
What's a busy boat?
What do you guys think a busy boat is? I don't know.
Because
I've been doing this for
800 years.
Seriously, for 40 years. 40 years. I started when I was like a teenager. Coast Guard. I have no idea, but I had to get a baseline. There's only one way to get a baseline without everybody texting me how many days they got underway. Let's pick a couple of Coast Guard boats because they keep records. What's a 110 Island Class cutter go out for?
They go out for 5 days.
That ain't a lot. That means in five days they got to be back on the dock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the brand new Coast Guard cutter, which is a Sentinel Class, state of the art. That would probably line up the most with, say, a 50-meter yacht, 165 feet long.
They also only go out 5 days.
5 days.
5 days.
Okay, now, granted, you slow down, you can stay out more. But the one thing about the Sentinel class, the 165, is the Coast Guard is set at how many hours per year?
At 2,500.
The boat can only be in operation for 2,500 hours a year, which is 104 days. There's a good baseline. Mm-hmm. The 210-foot Island class cutter, which would go with the bigger boats,
6 to 8 weeks.
I get that too. When you're at over a couple hundred feet, I don't see any reason why a big yacht like that can't be underway or can't be self-sufficient, basically, or in operation for 2-3 months at a time. So let's jump back. 104 days for a 165-foot Coast Guard cutter. I go out about 6 months a year, and that's 3 months in the summer, like nonstop. We are rocking and rolling. And then about a week, a month through the winter for the last nine months. Equals out about 6 months. I would consider us a busy boat. What do you guys consider a busy boat? What does everybody think the limit should be? Coast Guard puts their limits on 165-footers. After 104 days, you're done. Park it. Mm-hmm. All right? It's important that boats get their maintenance. It's important that crews get their time off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important you don't destroy the yacht. There's some owners that buy a yacht and are like, I'm living on it. We're going to be out 8 months a year. I've known owners that trash boats. And guess what they do in 4 years? they sell it and buy another one. Mm-hmm. That's a good program for them. Might not be for crew. The important thing is everybody needs to find a balance. If you're a younger crew, you're going to want to be very busy and cruise the world. If you're older, you want to be able to look at your 17-year-old kid and go, hey, what's your name again? Okay, you want to have a little bit more of a home life. I think yachts should actually follow some of these guidelines. Like you should sit down with the owner and go, okay, what are your expectations of the year? Average owner stays on about 10 weeks a year, so that's 70 days. Okay, add another 30 or 40 days, so you're at 100, 110. Okay, after that, set the schedule. Everybody will be happier. The boat will be in great shape or whatever. We run more, but we have a support team on shore. Okay, anyway, I'd love to hear your opinions on that because I don't know what an active boat is.
What do you think?
Anyway, I think that's it. We'll see you guys next week. We're trying really, really hard to be here to be factual. So don't feel, like you can't call us out. If I said something that's not right, call me out on it.
He loves that.
No, just say, hey, look, I saw this. And just back up your statement with facts and not like a whole bunch of wishy-washy stuff. And I'll correct it because I am very interested in getting facts out to you guys. Actually, with a joking way, and then you can check it later on Google. All right, I'm Doug.
And I'm Christy.
And that's Bottom Line. Do your thing.